If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we count down the days and the hours to Eagles 49ers. Joining us now are Odyssey NFL insider Baldy, Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Baldy, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm just pulling into Daytona Beach here, getting ready for the Hula Bowl on Saturday, and life is good right here right now.
Heard a rumor it's your birthday? Is it your birthday today, Baldy?
It's my birthday today, yeah.
Happy birthday, brother.
Hell yeah.
Wizards live backwards in time, so I got a year younger this year, man.
Well, I see how you live life, man. You live life like you get a year younger every year. So when we look, Baldy, just sort of a general NFC question, when we look at sort of the landscape of the NFC, where do you see the Eagles in that landscape as far as, you know, ability to get to the Super Bowl?
Well, it's wide open. It really is wide open, Spike. I mean, you could pick out games for any of these teams, Rams, Seahawks, Chicago, where they've looked very, very good, but not unbeatable, San Francisco. And then you've seen other games where you go, oh, okay, like, you know, they got flaws. So I think everybody's a little bit flawed. You know, you want to look at Seattle, what they did to San Francisco, it's great, but that quarterback has been flawed. I've seen him turn the ball over far too many times in big spots, and everybody's sort of holding their breath on that. San Francisco's defense has been weakened throughout the year, and their offense got shut down last week. So, I mean, you could go through the whole landscape, Spike, and you can find weaknesses in any team. And, you know, if you put together a good stretch, any of these teams could run through it right now.
You know, it's funny, like, I think everybody agrees as a team. Well, you might not. I don't want to put words in your mouth. But that the Rams are probably the best team. But I think there's a chance they could look back on this year, and it's probably why McVay ended up firing that the special teams guy mid-season, which is not a very McVay move, is they might look back at this and say, man, we had the number one seed. And the fact that they're going to have to go on the road three times just to get to the Super Bowl is one of the things, I think, that makes the NFC more wide open than it might be otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to make hard decisions. You know, obviously the two field goals blocked against the Eagles, some other things, but they went to Carolina, you know, a couple weeks ago, and they got beat.
Yep.
You know, I saw them. I think their corners are average at best. And when the Eagles are down 26-7, they attacked their corners.
Yep.
You know, and Emmanuel Forbes couldn't stop A.J. Brown the whole day, whole second half.
Yep.
So, I mean, they got weakness. Now, if you got to block Jared Verse and Kobe Turner and, you know, some of these guys, Josiah Stewart, some of these guys up front, but you block them up front, you can have success on the back end of that defense.
Yep. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Baldy, just speaking of defense, it almost seems like it's obviously an offensive league, but I look at these 14 teams, both sides of the conference, and, you know, there's about 7 or 8 of these teams that their defense is certainly a big part of their team. I guess long way to the question is, could this be a year where the defense sort of leads to a championship? That's that old adage of defense wins championships. But this could really be a year where the team with the best defense winds up winning this thing.
Sure. I mean, I thought that's what, you know, the Eagles were last year.
Yeah.
That's why I thought they'd go 4-0 in the postseason.
Yeah.
I thought they had the best defense. They took the ball away. You know, they had 13 takeaways in a postseason. That was an NFL record. You know, I mean, so if you're taking the ball away and you're playing great defense in this business, I mean, offenses, you saw San Francisco's offense last Saturday night, what came to a screeching halt. They were the hottest offense in football.
Yep.
And they ran into a great defense with a really good defensive mind, your coach, and Mike McDonald, a really good scheme with great players that play it. I totally think that we're going to see some of these playoff games with good defensive teams. You know, we can see outcomes 17-13. I firmly believe that. I don't think we're going to see, you know, track meets in some of these playoff games going up and down the field with each other.
Yep.
So when you look at the Eagles in the playoffs and it, let's say it ends one of these weeks, what do you think would be the reason that the Eagles don't win a football game? What is the biggest concern?
Well, the biggest concern is, you know, this offense has taken long naps, you know, just stretches of games where they don't produce, you know, and we've seen it too frequently throughout the year, and that would be my concern. Now, you know, the question last week was whether to rest or to play. And what I hear is the guys that rested feel really good. And had they played, maybe they don't feel as good as they do. Now, maybe that's just a mental thing. But I feel like a lot of these guys on the defensive line, offensive lines, they feel a lot better right now having rested. And maybe that produces a much better performance. And maybe they get some movement on the offensive line and, you know, Saquon gets some, you know, runways to go through and whatnot. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I feel like this should be a, you know, a game where they should control everything. But to answer your question, it's just the offense just, you know, three and out, three and out, three and out, like we've seen too many times throughout the year. That'd be my concern.
Yeah. Is there anything that Cal can do? And we know he's a brilliant offensive mind, but he's down a few players, particularly on the outside. Where do you think he tries to sort of exploit or take advantage of something the Eagles are doing defensively? Because he's not going to win this game Sunday because of his defense. It's going to be his offense, I would imagine.
Well, the offense runs through McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And they didn't really get him many touches last week because they just couldn't sustain offense. But, you know, they're going to get McCaffrey out there in space. Ike, you know, against Zach Bond, against, you know, Jihad, whoever's, you know, against linebackers or safeties, they're gonna get him matched up out there. The quarterback is really sharp. He really knows what he's doing. Trent Williams will be back in there. They'll protect a little bit better, give him an extra tick. You know, they should be fully healthy. I think the whole offense for San Francisco should be really healthy. They'll have a good game plan. They'll find some weaknesses. You know, Adoree will be back in there, I'm sure. They want to go test him and see, you know, how, you know, what he's like.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't think they fear Quinyon over there, but I think they're going to attack some weaknesses, perceived weaknesses anyways. And, you know, if I'll say this, Ike, if McCaffrey has between 25 and 30 touches in this game, Cisco's going to be in this game to the end.
Mm. Well, the Eagles have done a good job of making sure that the other team's in the game at the end, no matter how they play. Their defense, now the Niners' defense down a bunch of players, has not been effective from a number standpoint. If you're the Eagles, what are you going out there trying to do against the Niners' defense? How are you attacking it?
Well, the strength of their defense is that Robert Saleh gets these guys to play incredibly hard. I mean, they do play hard, and they do hit. Now, I don't know who's playing linebacker for him because the top three linebackers are all out. You know, maybe Curtis Robinson is in there now. He's played a couple games this year. Maybe D. Winters is back. I mean, it's you know, Taylor Bethune went out last week for the season. So they're shortchanged, but they do play hard. They have 20 sacks in 17 games. They don't have pass rushers. Bryce Huff is their best pass rusher. He couldn't get on the field in Philadelphia last year. So I think that the worst thing you could do is just underestimate anybody. I mean, you know, you allow Renardo Green, you know, or Diamondor Lenore to go pick off a lazy out, route or a poorly thrown ball, like they'll do it. You know, they know how valuable possessions are. I would expect something in the kicking game, you know, some kind of a fake. They're going to try and steal a possession at some point. They'll probably go for it on fourth downs more than they are accustomed to, trying to possess the ball as long as they possibly can, try to shorten the game to maybe 8 possessions. I mean, there's a lot of things Kyle can do in his little bag of tricks that, you know, can make this thing a more competitive game or more competitive than it looks like it should be. But defensively, I mean, they just turn on any game. They get 8 guys to the ball every play. Like, they do play the game the right way. They're just not that talented right now.
So both of these teams have a really good head coach quarterback combo. Baldy is the general manager, and he has his pick of 2 to start his franchise with one quarterback head coach combo or the other. Either it is Shanahan or Purdy, or it is Sirianni and Hurts. Which one would you pick?
I wouldn't even be close. It'd be Sirianni and Hurts. We're talking about, you know, two guys that have been to 2 Super Bowls, won one, and been to other big games and been in the playoffs every single year together. That's not even a... I wouldn't even have a debate with that.
Really? You wouldn't even have a debate?
Not even a debate.
So how
one
much?
One guy's done it.
What's that?
One guy's done it. One guy's trying to do it. One guy's trying to get over the hump. One guy's trying to... No, I you know, when you've done it and you've been there, they never take that away. It never goes off your resume. That's what it's all about.
I suppose one of the things building a franchise is that when you're head coach, just the way I would think about it on the other side, if your head coach is the guy, is also the offense guy, you're not doing this thing every year where you are chasing offensive coordinators and sort of chasing consistency. And that advantage, I think, is a pretty strong one in Shanahan's favor.
Well, I mean, look, Shane Steichen left in large part because of Jalen's success.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are getting jobs because Jalen's good. And he knows how to lead, and he knows how to play in big games. So, I mean, that's why they haven't had a lot of consistency there. They've had to replace a lot of guys over the years, but that's okay. I mean, that's part of the business, you know. Mm-hmm. Kyle's lost a lot of good coaches too over the years.
Yep.
So it's to be expected. But I mean, look, Kyle's a great mind, and we need Kyle Shanahan in this league. We need Brock Purdy in this league. Like, we need great. We need great coaches, great coordinators. We need great quarterbacks. Otherwise, this league is like unwatchable. But to answer your question, I wouldn't hesitate in taking Jalen and Nick right at this point.
So fair to say you think the Eagles, this is a football game the Eagles should win on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they should win this game.
All right, Baldy.
I mean, it's at the talent level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, if Nick Bosa is out there and Fred Warner's out there and like, you know, some of these guys are out there, it might be a little bit closer talent-wise, but right now it's not a, you know, talent-wise it's not a close matchup. It doesn't mean San Francisco can't win the game.
Yep.
It'd be disappointing for any Eagle fan or player or coach or anybody in the organization if the 49ers come here and win.
Mm-hmm. All right, Baldy. Well, hopefully next Wednesday we're talking to you about the next round and Eagles Bears or potentially Eagles Rams.
Yeah.
That would be an exciting one either way.
Or
well, no. Would we play? I guess we could play Carolina,
yeah.
Right? If Carolina wins and Green Bay wins,
right.
All right, Baldy. We will talk to you next week. Thank
all
you,
right, brother.
All right, guys. You got it, man. Enjoy the game.
There is the great Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. No question, he takes
care. Someone's celebrating his birthday. He's celebrating his birthday a little early.
Yeah.
You kidding me? Not even a debate. Kyle Shanahan basically won the Super Bowl. He basically won it.
Basically. Where's that banner at?
He basically won it.
Well, just like Carson basically won the MVP.
The 28-3 Super Bowl you're talking about. Which one are you talking about, Fritz?
The 2019 or 20, what were they, 2017? Were they the Chiefs 49ers?
The last one they won? The last one, the overtime?
Yeah, the overtime game.
Yeah.
It's close.
Basically.
Oh, yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. No, listen, he had the lead late in those games.
Had a lead in overtime.
No
right?
One's better at blowing a big fourth quarter lead than Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, because he's too conservative.
That was Patrick Mahomes he was going against.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Actually, good Mahomes, too.
Yeah, our guy beat him. I don't know if you know that, Jack. People forget that.
He won.
Our guy outplayed him in 2 Super Bowls.
I tell you, he's in Daytona at the Hula Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, you think Baldy's going to have a good time?
Well, I did the Hula Bowl in Hawaii.
Yeah.
They've moved it to Daytona, Florida.
Wait a minute. It's called Hula Bowl and it's in Daytona?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
It's a college all-star game.
Yeah.
What a downgrade.
Yeah, I've never even been to Daytona, Florida.
Well, I'm sure it's fun.
But it's not Hawaii.
It's not Hawaii. Hawaii.
And it was Maui that we...
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is that where the University of Hawaii is, or is it a different spot? I thought the University of Hawaii was in Honolulu. And then...
Well, the Aloha Bowl isn't in Honolulu.
Oh,
That's
okay.
Where they played the actual game. But we stayed in Maui.
Oh, okay. That's way different. Yeah, that's awesome.
Maui
that's
was cool. Way better.
I just can't get over Baldy Samus, no question.
Yeah, let it go.
That's
well,
a tough
he's
one.
An expert.
We could do that's a tough one. Well, you fought with him one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the experts.
Well, and Ike was right.
Well, yeah, I definitely
wasn't
was
even
right.
close.
215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Jeff in Wilmington is on mute.
Jeffrey. He definitely is on mute.
Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Gentlemen, let me get serious real quick.
Okay.
Dom, Tasty Cake Dom, you're in our prayers, brother.
Absolutely.
You know, I felt for you yesterday. I wish there was anything I could do, but you're into my thoughts and prayers, and I'm sure a lot of the callers. So
yeah, so Tasty Cake Dom, if you didn't hear it, Tasty Cake Dom, one of our regular great callers, part of the afternoon show community, was having some health issues, had to have an emergency surgery the other night. The good thing was he was there, and this sounds dramatic, but there was a thought he might not be there, you know, the next day. So he was, but luckily, some great health professionals performed surgery, and our fingers are all crossed, and Tasty Cake Dom is absolutely in our prayers. So thank you, Nick.
Absolutely. Now more superficial stuff.
Yes.
I think the last time we spoke, I was like, can we get our coach, because we were having a play call issue, the clock's always running down on Jalen. And I said, can we get our head coach, who's been an offensive play caller, even though he wasn't good at it and gave it up 5 years ago, can he step in and right this ship? And I don't know if they've righted the ship or not. I don't know. We're going to find out Sunday by 7:30 on Sunday. we'll know exactly. I mean, they might lose this game 27-28, and maybe the defense gives up some plays we shouldn't have, but I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. If this goes down and we're angry Sunday night, it's going to be on the offensive side of the ball. You know, and so I feel bad for Jalen if he has to have his 19th offensive coordinator in 19 years of football in his life. Dude, I'm sorry. You're getting $50 million, and you dealt with it the first 19 times, so what's 20? Seriously. But I forget who the caller was about an hour ago. He said, Nick's been around this now for a while. Like, can he, like, why can't he just walk into Lurie's office and Howie's office and go, we know they're different offices, I apologize, Howie, and go, you know what? This isn't going well. This is what this is the schematic. This is the scheme I want to run next year. And I don't care if we lose KP or we want to get rid of him, one or the other. I'm going to run the show next year. And then everybody knows what's going on. And then we can see who, what, and where. Is it Jalen? Is it the offensive run game?
Not to interrupt you, Nick. Just hang on. What gives you? Yeah. I just sort of have always gotten the sense that Nick and KP are one in a lot of ways, and there's no way now from a play calling play to play situation we can talk about Kevin Petullo, but most of the criticisms this year have been scheme oriented, and I just have a very hard time two angles to this. I have a very hard time believing that they're not running the kind of offense that Nick wants to run. That's one, and two, I don't know what would give you the confidence that if Nick is like, I'm calling everything, that you're like, that's the solution. You know what I mean? In that he was not as successful as a play caller. Now it's 4 years later. You know, he has a different understanding of everything. I'm sure he's grown a lot. But I don't want, on one hand, I think they're running the offense that Nick wants to run. And on the other hand, I don't know I don't know what gives you the confidence that if they were running exactly what Nick would want to run, that would be an improvement.
Well, this is my thing. This is what I don't understand. Mike brought this up yesterday or 2 days ago. Like, we don't see the 11 offensive players come out of the huddle in one formation, we'll call it a formation A, and run a handoff to the left, and then come out in that same formation five plays later and play action and hit a tight end on the right side. Like, I don't understand how, right? I mean, running four plays out of the same formation is much more difficult. You can, let's talk to the linebacker sitting next to you, right? Like, it's much simpler because you now have to think, am I going to bite or run like the first time, or should I take a pause like I did, like I'm supposed to? And this evolution of this offense, whether it's Nick and all his play callers he had, but like at some point, if I followed you around 5 years ago when you were a PD,
yeah,
like I would have to pick something up, right? And if you left me in the office in the office for a weekend, I would have to figure it out, right? Yeah. At some point, I would have to pick, like, you either pick up this knowledge or you're terrible at it, and then I'm done with everybody. Even though we've gone to two Super Bowls and won one and all this and that, like, it's so frustrating watching this effing offense every week for 2 years now. And everybody goes, oh, the playoffs last year. KC had no offensive line. Mm-hmm. We had the best defensive line we've had in years and cover guys in years. And they demolished that team, okay, because it was a perfect storm. And the Washington game got out of hand because we scored a touchdown, they turned the ball over, we scored another touchdown, and then they turned the ball over again. That game got out of hand right away. But besides those two games and a couple games here and there last year and this year, like, this offense has been putrid. And we won a lot, and I get all that. But I'm just tired of it. And I have a 90s thing.
Okay, give us your 90s thing.
Well, I would like to go Mookie Blaylock, my favorite band, but I'm not going to say that. That's not their real name.
That is Pearl Jam.
That's where they got the name.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
But I'm either going to say Janet Jackson's left breast or John Bobbitt's bobblehead.
Bobbitt's bobblehead was actually in the 90s. Janet Jackson's was not.
Yeah, Janet Jackson
was 93. That was 93.
No, that was 03.
It wasn't 93.
When was that? That was 03.
When was that?
Yeah, I was.
It was a Super Bowl. The Carolina okay, Panthers.
Yeah, I was out of college by then. So we'll go with Bobbitt.
Okay.
We'll go with Bobbitt. All right, Nick. I mean, the Lorena and John Bobbitt was a. Do you know what that is, Jack?
Is that a serial killer?
No.
Okay, it's John Wayne Gacy.
Yes. Yeah. Different thing. So Lorena Bobbitt and John Bobbitt were married, and Lorena Bobbitt cut off John Bobbitt's.
That's the one.
Yes, and then it was put in ice. And then,
like Ted Williams' head?
And then he did an adult movie.
Really?
He did, yes.
Prosthetic?
No, they, I mean.
Put it back
they
on?
They resewed it?
I think they attached it back.
That thing didn't work.
No shot.
Probably
no
not.
Yeah. I mean.
Probably a lot of special effects.
And if that's what
in
they were
going
to do, I would have just asked for
Oh, there it comes.
Lengthen it.
Yep, there it goes.
Let me see if I can wrap this up. Real quick. Not that.
Nice. Yes.
But what Nick has said, something that he said. And here's what we got to think about with the Petullo thing.
Yes.
I think back to the middle of the season when the frustration with the offense was going on, and it seemed like from the inside of the building, it was being pushed that this isn't about coaching. See, when stuff like that happens, it says to me that the coaching is secured. In other words, I don't know if the front office believes coaching is the issue.
I agree that is likely. Yes.
So I don't know if the front office believes that, and they may believe that it's the execution, i.e. the quarterback playing the position, and because he's limited in things that he does well, they have to water down the offense. Where the problem the Eagles are stuck is that the team wins and plays well, and Jalen doesn't play bad enough that it's easy to move on from Jalen Hurts. And you just won the Super Bowl. So what you have to do is try to figure out a way to win with him. I vote they need to give up this passing stuff, meaning they think they can win that way, and you build your team with the offensive line, the running game, and your defense, and Jalen's going to make plays when the plays present itself. But the idea that this offense is going to be led by throwing the football week in and week out, it's just not going to happen. They tried that in Los Angeles, and it led to 5 turnovers.
Let's see if I can make this comparison. I think the Jalen thing at this point with the organization is different but the same as the Lamar Jackson thing.
Mm-hmm.
In that Lamar Jackson has failed in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
100% has failed in the playoffs. But the people that are like, well, you can't go with him because he failed in the playoffs, you're like, well, he's won 2 MVPs and he might have should won three.
Right.
Like, okay, like,
what are you going to do?
Does he have some issues? Sure. But like, what is your better plan?
Right.
You know, like, even the guys the other guys that win a lot that haven't won a Super Bowl, like you take because there's a very limited number of guys that you would say, okay, I'm sure he's better than Lamar. He gives me a better shot than Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. Does Josh Allen? Yes. Does Patrick Mahomes? Yes. Does Joe Burrow?
Yes.
Beyond that, like Jared Goff has won a ton of regular season games. You have the same issue in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold's
maybe Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford. But he's 40.
Yep.
You know, like I think the reason the Ravens made that choice between Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson is Lamar Jackson perfect? He is not. Has he choked in the playoffs? He has. But the fact is, he gives you a chance to win a ton of games every year, and you just say, I gotta try this.
Yes.
And the Eagles are in a similar situation with Jalen. They're different players, of course. Is he limited? Sure. Do you wish he could do these other things you'd want to do to have this high-flying offense? Sure. But he's not. And you're winning football games this way, so you have to do whatever you can to try to win football games this way.
Yep.
Because you don't have a better option.
You don't have a better option, and again, I don't think they believe Kevin Petullo is the issue.
No, I don't think they think he is either.
So, you know, you almost just had to double down on what you're doing, and we got a while before we get to it, but the draft should be built around getting younger on the offensive line and possibly adding a younger running back.
Yep.
So that you can double down on what you are.
And that's why I was watching that YouTube guy of Notre Dame, and that's the running back I want. All right, 215.
We're not taking a running back.
We could take a running back.
We're not taking a running back.
Second round.
He wants to trade in the top 10 to get this guy.
Oh, yeah, the kid you want, yes.
Notre Dame guy. I was doing early YouTube scouting. I'm telling you, that kid is amazing.
And why were you doing that?
Because this is what I do in the morning. I look at stuff.
Oh, man. Spike's working.
Yeah, I'm watching Pengals press conferences. I'm watching YouTube. 215-592-9494. Should Kevin Betula be coaching for his job on Sunday? Coming up next, Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings debut in 2026 with the odds to win the 2026 Eagles Insider of the Year. We have the brand new odds. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The odds of you getting 40% off from Guided Door and Window on any window or any door through January are 100%. That's not odds. That's percentage. But you know what I'm saying. It definitely, Guided Door and Window. So they had the sale in December. And I told you the end of December, it was, people were so happy with it, they decided to extend it through January. So every window, so every energy efficient triple pane window with free high performance low E glass, 40% off. Every door, no matter what door you want from Guida, whether it's an insulated entry door, whether it's sliding patio door, garage door, 40% off. They will also, because this is what was happening in December, let you start your project with no money down, interest-free financing for up to a year. This only goes through January, so get on your horse. Do people still say that? I don't know. Call Guida Door and Window, 877-GO-GUIDA. Get yourself a free, no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That is your 430-90s. Jay-Z.
Is he Reasonable Doubt?
Yeah, I mean, he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Jay-Z in the 90s, because this brings me back to college,
yeah,
was just like, we would, so our college radio station was like a top 40 radio station. We did like a Friday night hip-hop show or whatever. And when we'd do stuff at clubs, when you would play a Jay-Z song, because it was that into like, Can I Ghetto was a huge deal.
Sure,
and then
yeah.
It exploded with like Hard Knock Life. And
that was the one.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt, still a classic album.
Who You With was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, I think I think he's back in my Mount Rushmore.
I was going to ask. Because last time we talked, it felt like you were pushing him down. Yeah, maybe did you get bullied?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
It's hard to like...
How could he not be?
His resume is unassailable. And the production from like 93 to 05.
That's the thing. His longevity, I agree.
Or even through the Kanye album, the album he did with Kanye, that was what, mid 2010s, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's 30 years.
I agree.
20-some years.
I think he's etched in. I'm not moving him out again.
Oh, wow.
Moving him out again.
Is it Tupac?
Nope.
He's not doing it.
Tupac. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
DMX.
DMX.
Jay-Z.
Okay.
Locked in. Now I'm battling.
The fourth one.
With the fourth one, Eminem and Lil Wayne.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
He can't put Tupac and Biggie. Like, that's why you're not going to get
it. Yeah, Biggie's not going to get it. Yeah, he had two albums.
Yeah. That's just being honest.
Yeah.
He's just being honest.
Not happening.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Eminem, the thing that hurts Eminem is being around too long. I think that hurt Jay-Z to a certain extent.
Sure.
Because people, he stuck around so long that he was not really a meaningful rapper, it hasn't been for years.
Yeah.
People forget what it was.
Yeah.
But like if Eminem's entire career was four albums or something and he had stopped 15 years ago,
right,
probably would have a better legend than
he certainly is in my second top.
Top for your second Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Or your Mount Rushmores are usually six or seven.
Well, so Lil Wayne. Maybe it's Lil Wayne that's in there.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike
Scarface.
Spike and Fritz. The Scarface?
Yeah, I'm a Scarface guy.
Wow. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, you can make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should Kevin Petullo be coaching for his job on Sunday? 84.7% say yes.
Real quick, before everybody gets in a little tizzy.
There you go. You're already defending yourself.
Yeah, I have to. Because you never know when people hear stuff, they hear one thing, but you're saying something totally different.
Yes.
That's not a reprimand on Jalen as a player. I just, when we were talking.
Oh, before, I thought you were talking about
break,
rap.
No, okay, forget about that. Before we went to break.
Yes.
So talking about that, for me.
That they're stuck with them or whatever.
Yes, it's realizing that. This is the guy I want as my quarterback. Let's quit trying to force him to do stuff that he's not comfortable with doing and just enhance the things he does well and do it better. And there's nothing wrong. Now, what the Eagles are going to have to do eventually is allocate money elsewhere.
Not spend $60 million on two wide receivers.
On two wide receivers, yes. Exactly. What's the point of doing that when you're going to be ranked in the bottom third of passing every year?
I think it is sort of like... you don't need defending. Mm-hmm. But if you were to look at it this way, if you were to say your quarterback was Matt Stafford, and you're like, you know what we want to do? We want to run read option.
Right.
And Matt Stafford's slow as hell.
It's like, what are you doing?
It's just the truth. And you're like, but he's really good at this, this, and this. Why are you not doing that? Now, to Sean McVay's credit or Shanahan, they would rather... go get a quarterback that may be a little less talented. Now, the Rams ended up getting Stafford that fits what they want to do more. But the Eagles, like, this is, at least for the next several years, this is what it is. Yeah. So they're just going to have to do it this way.
And I got to be honest with you. Defense is younger. I would certainly be disappointed if we start letting defensive players go to have that type of money on the offensive side of the ball when the strength of your team is the defense.
Now, keep putting money into the offensive line.
Always.
100%.
Always put money into the offensive line.
But maybe invest draft capital and money in another running back.
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy, but you could have two. You know, Saquon's going to be here, but Saquon's not going to be here forever, you know.
And I keep going back to the idea that if you're going to be ranked 25 or below in passing, what's the point of spending all that money on receivers?
You're just going to get pissed off wide receivers. You know, God bless God bless Devontae for being like quiet about it.
But no, you're absolutely right.
You're going to have A.J. Brown more than not.
Yep.
You know, you think Stephon Diggs would be happy here? Like, any number of what you think Jamar Chase is going to be scrounging for 1,000 yards at the end of the year. You think he's going to be happy with it? No, of course not.
Nope.
They might not handle it exactly the way A.J. did, but I can promise you they're not going to want to. You can pay them whatever you want. They're not going to want to be here. Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings, Jack.
The most prestigious award in sports media. The Eagles Insider of the Year. The scoops have been reported. The sources have been revealed.
Again, delete that. Delete it. Stop playing it.
I don't know why I
get out of it.
I just want to go back. I just want to go back 2 hours.
Yep. Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Keep looking at the minute 38. Like, that feels right. And this one's 2 minutes and 19 seconds.
Stop blaming other people.
Yeah. We got accountability.
You weren't locked in today.
No.
No, I've actually been pretty locked in.
What evidence says that?
Well, and he didn't let me do it there because he played the thing over me, is 2 hours ago, I said, hey, I'm starting to feel like I'm back in the swing of things after being time off. And Jack's playing sad violin. Talk about the Eagles for 2 hours. Congratulations. Meanwhile, this guy's not hitting the buttons. They're hitting the wrong buttons.
Yep.
Holy hell.
Yeah. Okay. What can you do?
So for Eagles Insider of the Year, rather than power ranking, since this is the first one of 2026,
yes,
and the award will be given after free agency, is we wanted to give the official odds for who will win Eagles Insider of the Year this year. So the favorite, the odds on favorite, at minus 150 is Jeff McClain.
Yeah, good year for Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
Now, he's been quiet the last month.
But he's always brewing.
Lurking.
And if the season ends poorly,
he will have a story.
Yeah, the expose.
Yeah, McClain will be there.
He will have a story.
Now, D-Gun, some may say these odds are too short because he hasn't come up with anything in a while, but he's plus 300. He still probably had the biggest one of the year of the local guys, I would say.
Yep.
You know, so D-Gun at plus 300. Now, Tim McManus has not been a huge year for McManus, but we always respect his, you know, his pedigree.
I'm a little surprised.
McManus will be there.
Yeah.
You know.
He's going to get something.
He's at plus 350. Now, here's a shocking one. Joe Santaliquido is plus 550.
Out of respect.
Yeah, well, if things go poorly.
He certainly will be there with the story.
He will be there. Next, WIP, finally a WIP employee here. Devin Caney at plus 575.
Scoops. Nice.
Plus 575 with Devin Caney. Now, some of her scoops online are set out there to make me look bad, you know, about Jalen talking the offensive line, but I was told. But insider information nonetheless.
Thirsty scoops or thirsty scoops?
Holding it against her.
No, not yet. plus 600 is the reigning insider of the year is Elliot Shore Parks.
Wow.
Yep.
He's not had a strong year.
Nope.
Scoops ahead of E?
Can he flip the switch?
Wow.
We'll find out. You know, it was funny when we were doing the Jordan Mailata show, we mentioned that Elliot was Eagles insider of the year. And Jordan's response was, how are you an insider?
And it's a fair question.
That's what he said.
What answer did Elliot have?
Well, I defended him.
Okay.
I said, look, he's there every day. He gives us the you know, he asked tough questions. He did try to button Saquon's shirt once. Plus 750 is Hugh Douglas, who seems like he's out of the insider game.
He had a strong year, though. A lot of reckless speculation.
He has.
It's been a while.
But I think he's piping it down because he wants that Falcons gig.
That is one to consider.
Plus 1250, a guy who has decided that glazing Jalen is more important than Eagles Insider of the Year. That is 6ABC's Jason Dumas.
Yeah. A down year for Dumas.
Yeah. What Jordans is he wearing? Oh, geez. Is that where he got the Jordans?
Wow.
Well, look. Plus 1500 is Zach Berman.
Yeah.
CB.
Now, he's not had any scoops, but we do respect.
Yeah.
He's a good reporter.
I thought we'd have a stronger year from Zach this year.
His tweets are too long. I don't even see
it. Yeah, and if I have to hit the show more thing,
that's
what
I told him his nickname is See More, because for every tweet to get to the good part, I got to see more. Yeah. I don't have time to read your whole tweet, Zach.
I'll go straight to the comments and just see what they said.
Yes. AJ Brown is plus 3,000.
And that's a good bet.
Yeah. The odds are great.
A value bet is oddsman.
Yeah.
We're in on. I think Hugh plus 750 and AJ plus 3,000 are good value bets.
Brandon Graham is plus 5,000 because you never know.
Also a good one.
Yep, that's a good one.
Also a good one.
And then the final one at plus 25,000 is Ike Reese.
Yeah. Listen.
He could win it if he wants to.
If he wanted to, one of these days, just do it. Say it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
You could win it if you wanted to.
Didn't I? Never mind.
I'm still waiting for that safety for them to sign.
Justin Simmons.
You and Baldy. Baldy had him as already living in South Jersey.
But in fairness, Ike is informed, but yeah. Ike
I thought I had the BG thing.
Oh, come on. Who didn't have the BG thing?
Even the local beat writers had the BG one.
Yeah, everybody had the BG thing.
All right.
So there are
plus
the
$25,000.
Yep. Well, look, throw $10 on it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Dude, I think I have the yips. I was thinking about that with that open. You know what I mean?
Oh, do you have the yips?
I played it like five times.
Oh, you kept playing it?
No. I'm just saying, like, that's the fifth time I've done that.
Oh, yes.
I'm like Markelle Fultz.
Yes.
It's bad.
Well, who is the Mackie Sasser?
Scott Brosius, Rick Ankiel.
Rick Ankiel, yeah.
Markelle Fritz.
Iggy had the yips at some point. Iggy was a really good free throw shooter. All of a sudden, one year, couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, but you know when he made them? When it mattered.
When it counted.
Against the Bulls in round one.
Absolutely. 215-592-9494.
I was there.
Another Keisha appearance. Keisha in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Keisha?
Yeah. You know you got to pay me for this now.
Spike.
Oh, yes. Ain't nothing free for you, bro.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yo, you know I know Joe, right?
Which Joe?
The short one you just was talking
about. Santa Liquido. Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to tell us our little secret, but he know me, and I know him.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm going to...
What'd you think of the date?
He tried to make me go straight. You know, we used to do boxing together, right? I used to box.
Oh, yeah, and Joe is a boxing reporter, and you would box with Joe?
No, Joe was trying to get me in the bedroom, bro.
Oh, wow. Now, I do know Joe...
And just so if you don't know...
As a preference.
That's not how Keisha rocks.
Yes. Oh. Wait.
No. I was about to go on that side, but he was too short.
Wow.
Wait, is it that you don't rock with white guys or guys?
No. Around that time, I was dibbing and dabbing.
Okay. And, all right.
You know, Joe was too short for me. You know,
He is
I
short.
I looked like I was the man. You know what I mean?
How aggressive? Like, did he pursue you for a while? Like, what was this like?
Yeah, he was on my top, bro. He was on my top, bro.
Wow.
Tell Joe don't lie. Now he's dating a cop, so I better be quiet. I ain't trying to get locked up, bro. The last time I talked to him, he was dating a cop.
Okay.
So I ain't trying to get locked up. You feel me? Let's keep that on the low.
Wow. Well, Keisha's going to win Joe Santa Liquido Insider of the Year. Well, I guess not.
You know, I ain't trying to sound like, you know, Tatiana, but you know, I was your pop sidekick too, so you like my stepchild.
Oh. All right. You know, That's enough.
You know, I raised you better than this, Spike. You know, growing up.
What did I do wrong now?
Oh, man, Keisha.
What you do wrong now, you just don't listen, bro.
Okay, all right.
You don't listen.
All right.
But I wouldn't mind going to a hockey game with you and Chuck.
I would love to go with both of you. This is going to be, what a hockey game this is going to be. Well, I'll see if we...
You're sitting in the middle, bro.
Well, I don't know.
You're sitting in the middle, bro.
All right, relax. I don't know if Chuck actually wants to go to the Flyers game with me. He didn't...
Man, if I go, Chuck will go. Trust me.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Bro, do you know how that would blow up me and you and Chuck at a Flyers game, bro? Make it happen one day, okay?
Okay. I'll make it happen.
And can I say something to Kev before I hang up?
Yeah.
It ain't no time for saying we got to execute. You better execute that play calling, bro. I'm not playing with you, Kevin Petullo. If you don't do it right, take you to the airport, bro. You ain't even got to look for a ride. We're going to come get you, bro, and take you wherever you got to go. Get out of here, bro.
Dude.
Hey, I love you, bro.
All right, sis.
And dude. Go Birds.
Tell Joe,
if he was a little inch taller, he might have took me straight, because I'm still crooked, baby. I'm still crooked.
Oh, all right.
I love you, bro.
All right. All right, see you,
Keith. Dude.
This show.
I didn't know. He didn't know about Keisha.
I'm so glad. She called like twice, I think, over the years.
Oh, yeah.
I always remembered, obviously. But if she turns into a fixture in 2026, her and Kristen. I like it.
Oh, man.
This, you know, occasionally I'll be at home. I'll tell my wife, I'm like, I have the best job ever. And this is why. I don't. I cannot believe we get paid to do the show.
Yeah, Keisha's, man, she is.
Poor Santa Laquito. If he was one inch.
I wasn't expecting
all
that.
All it took was 1 inch taller.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how Joe is otherwise. But in terms of height.
Well, he's only 5'5".
I was going to say 5'5", 5'6", something like that. You never know. Tom in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, Spike?
What's up, Tom?
Man.
Hey, listen, I'm calling to protect you guys.
Okay.
Listen, Bros has no shot of taking over that show. Listen, I listen to his like podcast and his reports, and I get so like aggravated. Like, I'm an old school like Flyers fan. I was back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, all that. I had season tickets. When I hear him speaking, like he sounds like Sam Kinison.
Oh, he does remind me of Sam Kinison a little bit.
I mean, it's a Sam Kinison reaction. Like, dude, how much Red Bull and whatever else you could do to get that excited? Like,
well, you got to at least give him this, Tom.
He's turning over in his grave with this guy representing the Flyers. Oh,
but hold on, Tom. No. Check this out. Who's more passionate and outspoken about the Flyers than Hunter Brody?
Oh, come, but yeah.
No one.
You know let's get into, you know what, though? You know what, Ike?
Yes.
I thought you were old school like me. I can't buy into this gimmick crap that he's doing.
That's not a gimmick. That's him.
And screaming.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's him. He's having fun. I mean, I would say I appreciate you standing up for us. Tom. If we didn't love Broads, we wouldn't be putting Broads on and giving him hell the way that we do. So to that, now I can't speak for the podcast or whatever. It does seem like you consume a lot of Broads for somebody who doesn't like him. But when he comes on with us doing Flyers of 50, we want him to be a lunatic. I mean, that's exactly what we want. And I think he's I think he's having fun. So
he's having fun.
Yeah,
but. For him to say that he's going to take over your show, no.
Yeah, probably not going to happen.
I mean, and you know that.
Yeah, well, I might have a heart attack.
I'm just saying, you think it's fun right now, but for an old school like hockey fan, I know he's trying to draw in younger, like you know, new fans and stuff like that with this media crap, but. I don't get it. Like, you either like the team or you don't like the team. I mean, and you like the product that they put out or you don't like the product they put out.
Yeah.
He loves the team.
He doesn't have to do that screaming and hollering. Like, it's not WWF. It's not WWE. It's not
NWA.
I don't know what he's trying to pull off on that.
WCW. Yeah. Well, I hear you, Tom. I appreciate the call. I appreciate you standing up for us. But just to be clear, we are Broadsmen.
Yes.
We love Flyers and 50 with Broads.
Yes.
And I'm not worried about him taking my place. Now, if something unfortunate were to happen to me, you never know. Yeah. And am I a little worried that Broads might make something unfortunate happen to me? I'm a little worried.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a little worried.
He may be the cause of the unfortunate.
Yeah. Look, who knows? But I think we're pretty safe with Broads.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Jack, what is coming? I don't know if you remember. You have top five or five coming.
Yeah.
You've been off today.
I disagree. I disagree. There's been little flubs, but overall, high quality program per usual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what is coming up in the top five or five?
WIP personnel buy or sell in 2026.
Ah.
Wow. Buy or sell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hope you included yourself in this.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. Oh, boy. This is going to be a good one. Okay, that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, the wild card round is here, and FanDuel is turning on playoff mode. All customers get a profit boost pack every NFL game day, each game day during the wild card round. Now, you'll find a pack loaded with multiple profit boosts waiting for you in the app. Pick the matchups that you believe in. I'm going to just do Saturday's matchups. Definitely taking the Rams over the Panthers. I don't even know how many points there are. Don't matter. Lay the points with the Rams Saturday. That game Saturday night, though, I'm a little conflicted. The Bears and Packers. Here's why. Obviously, if the Packers win, we would move into the position to host two games. But at the same time, we would have to play the Rams next week. So, yeah, think about that. You want to host the Rams at home, or do you want to go on the road and play the Packers? Who cares? Just win the game against the 49ers. All right, take your shot on an upset or build a parlay that fits the moment. Then apply your profit boost and go after an even bigger payout with, while the playoffs start to roll. So visit FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL, and grab your profit boost pack every NFL playoff game day.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.